goes to the study of the Word of God, and if you're physically able, you can please rise up to honor Jesus, who is the living Word of God, and you can turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 40, a very familiar portion of the scripture for most of us, but there's so much to learn from this, from the Word of God. We're going to dig it like a mine. Isaiah 40. Going to read the entire chapter. Isaiah 40, 4-0. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all their sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. Verse 11, the Lord tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Mothers, these are for you. This verse is for you. If you're taking care of children, God will carry you as you do your role in your life as a mother, as a father. Amen. Praise God. Verse 12, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breath of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who has understood the mind of the Lord, or instructed him as a counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding? None. None can tell the Lord what to do, because he is God. Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before the Lord, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? As for an idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A man too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. He looks for a skilled craftsman to set up an idol that will not topple. But this is not the Lord's way. We do not worship idols. We do not worship man-made carved images. Look at verse 21. The question is, do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? The Lord sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. So it's a comparison that God is a big God. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy, and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. So those who are in positions of authority and they would like be, oh, I'm a superpower, that's nothing before the eyes of God. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither. And a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. Here comes the question now. To whom will you compare me? And this is a question raised by God himself. Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all this? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them each by name. Because of the Lord's great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Here we go, verses 29 to 31. The Lord gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even young people, they grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope and put their trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Lord, we thank you for your word. There's so much to learn about you from your word. And we come to you, God. We declare that, Lord, you are alive and you speak to us through your word. By the help of your Holy Spirit, you will give us all knowledge and understanding that we need so much today and for the days ahead. We thank you, Holy Spirit. You're the one who will grant us that revelation that we need in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. We'll start the study of the word with a question. How many of you have experienced being pressured? The pressure can come in so many forms. For a young person, as a student, you can be pressured by, demands in school, passing a test, an exam, right? I have someone at work, and her daughter is about seven. She's 7 years old, and she said, "Monette, my gosh." And this friend of mine at work, every day she would confide to me what she goes through because she's a working mom, and she has one child, only one. But from just listening to her, it's like she has a dozen kids, but she has one. And I'm so pressured, blah, blah, because she comes to work really early. She works all the way from North Hills, that's in the valley, and our workplace is in West Hollywood in Beverly Hills, so it's quite a commute also for her. And so she has to learn how to juggle her time as far as meeting the needs of her daughter, who goes to school now, and of course with the demands of work. And I know her desk, we would always have this, it's an inner circle thing in our department. She hates the word rush. R-U-S-H, because people, our department, it's accounts payable. We prepare checks. And so people need to get paid. And so a lot of people would go to her desk, oh, this is a rush, please, rush, rush, rush. It's like we need it yesterday. When we say we need it yesterday, it's like we need it now, en pronto, en punto. And we had our year end, and after the year end, we have barely recovered from our year end procedure in accounting, and here comes month end. And then she has to pick her daughter at a certain time. She gets off at 2:00, and Monette, I only have this allowance to pick her up, or else if I get late just 10 or 15 minutes, I pay. So I give you all these details because it's just sharing of what this person is going through as far as pressure. You might say, oh, I'm retired, I'm at home, but at times you still also feel pressure in some ways, right? So if you're a husband, if you're a dad, At times, you know, with, you know, being, knowing that you are the breadwinner of the house, you have so much in your plate, you have this burden on your shoulder as far as taking care of your family, the needs of your family. And I could go on and on. There's so much. And so, because of these extreme pressures that you and I go through in life, there's such a great need for us as people of God to know. Not when we say no, it's experiencing in a very personal and intimate way the strength that comes from God. Can I say that again? Because you and I would encounter all these type of pressures, we need to know the strength that comes from God. And there's so many principles found from the Word of God, how you and I can experience and have and receive the strength that comes from God. The one truth that you and I need to understand is whether you're a young person or whether you're in your 20s, 30s, pero karamihan sa composition ng church natin, lampas na ba ng ano? I can count with my fingers those who are in their 20s and 30s, but most as a 40s na and above, right? See, the strength that the Lord is talking about is not just, it's not based on your physical strength, not your age. Even if you're 70, in your 70s, 80s, you can experience that supernatural strength from God. So how many of us would like to exchange our limited strength with the strength of God today? Yes, I would love the strength of God. Hallelujah. There was someone, and his name is David, and you don't have to turn there for the sake of time. In Psalm 18, verse 1, he says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. Here is someone who experienced the strength that comes from God. The Lord does not want any one of his people to faint. In the heat of the battle, how many of us know, we already have had so many studies that every day of our lives, we are engaged in a spiritual battle. We are we don't see it with our natural, but there are so many things, elements in our lives, mga nangyayari sa buhay natin that, and the author of that, Brother Roel mentioned that in John 10, that we have an enemy of our soul and his name is Satan, and he's all out to steal the strength. He wants us to be sapped out of strength to go on in our lives. But, you know, the heart of the Lord is he doesn't want us to faint in the heat of the battle. Amen? And so when we read Isaiah 40, 25 to 31, there is this word, see, because when a Christian, and I'm now referring to a follower, true follower of Christ, when a Christian faints, you know what happens? That person loses heart. That person becomes discouraged. When the Bible says that heart has fainted, is fainting, this is what's happening. That person is discouraged. That person now surrenders his goal to go on in life. And that's a very sad state to be in. So the word faint means to be worn out, to be fatigued. And but praise God, there's hope. There's a source of strength, and that is our Lord. Hallelujah. And so there's such a need for us to really understand that we need God. Let me say that again. At times, there would be situations in our lives wherein the Lord would allow it for that purpose for us to realize how much we need God. Kailangan ho natin ng Panginoon. Amen. You know, it was last Sunday when we found out about Kobe, right? I think it was around 10 o'clock. We read a portion there that says in the scripture, he was told to cry out a message. And the message was what? In verse 6, what shall I cry? And the message is, all men are like what? Grass. And all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The whole world was stunned last Sunday when we all heard about what happened to Kobe Bryant. A lot of people were stunned, and it's like they could not believe. They could not believe. What? What? That? And someone even said, a reporter, when I was watching the local news, someone was interviewed. No, he can't be. He can't be. So that's why that person even wanted to go to Calabasas, where the crash site was. I want to know that that's really him that's there. There was one guy, he came all the way from Las Vegas. He rode a bus to go to Staples Center and to just, because he could not believe it. Famous as he was, and you know how the world really admires him for what he has accomplished with his basketball career. And even after he retired about 3 years ago, he's known to be a successful businessman. In fact, he won an Oscar for what he, there was a documentary film that he produced and made, and he was acknowledged for that good work that he had. And he even built an academy, a basketball academy for young people. He has a vision for the younger generation. And so people were saying he was just starting with the next phase of his life to be of help to others. And that life was just like snuffed, cut so short. There's a humbling truth from the Word of God. All men are like grass. Kobe and us. Our life is like grass. Whether you're a young person, we don't control life. We are only given time. And time is a gift from God. And we need to know how to make use of our time. It's a humbling truth. Humbling truth. And so precious is your life and mine that we need God to strengthen us to do what is right in our lives. Simply put, sabi ko nga kay Lord, I would want to share yung message mo, yung word mo, for yung in due season for us. This might be a very familiar verse for all of us, but the reality is, the truth is, we need God more than ever. We need Him more than ever. We all go through, kasama ho ako doon. We all go through, meron tayong lahat na, we have all our share of weaknesses. No one would say, oh, I've reached it, I'm complete, I'm perfect. No. We are all going through a process of knowing God more. But what we would want you to bring home is there's hope in God. Those who learn how to put their trust in God and not to put trust in our own ability and strength and resources, those who learn to put their trust in God is on a win-win situation. If you're going through something in your life right now and it's like, I don't know, I want to give up. If you find yourself in that situation, praise God that you're here, because this message is for you. Because the Lord does not want you to give up. You're still alive because God has a purpose in your life still. A purpose that's beyond us. Meaning to say, what God would do through you is beyond just for ourselves. Because life is not just about us. We have to really come to God. Lord, you have created me according to your plan and purpose. So God, help me to live my life according to your purpose. Not what I want in my life anymore, but what you want. Amen. You see, the whole chapter talks about the power of God. But tucked within the verses from verse 1 all the way up to verse 31 is a beautiful verse in 11. It talked about the power of God, that before God, nations are just like a drop in the bucket. That's how big God is, right? He created the universe. We've seen that with the film that we showed last time. When you and I consider the works of God's hand, His creation, we are reminded of His power, of His knowledge and wisdom. How the whole universe, the galaxy, is never in chaos, but it's in their proper order because that's how God is. He controls everything. He controls how the galaxy works, and He wants us to remember that God is in control of your life and mine. He has never, when He promises that, I will take care of you, I'll take care of you, I've got your back. Know that God is here for you. That's why we have to hold on to Him. We have to hold on to His word, to His promises. The moment you and I shift our focus away from God, you and I will sink. You and I will sink. That's the truth. It's something that probably not a lot of people would say, oh, you know, I'm okay. But if God allows certain things, and it's not that He is a vindictive God, let me show you who's God. It's not like that, no. He's not like that at all. He would want to prove a truth of who He is that you and I would give Him the respect and honor that's due Him. He's God. Our understanding is limited. I like what was the author of that book, The Purpose-Driven Life? Rick Warren. He said, you know, our knowledge, it's like explaining internet to an ant. I like its comparison. How do I explain an internet to an ant? That's how we are. That's why it says, God is there up in the heavens, and we are like grasshoppers. That's how small we are. But see, with God, we might be that small. We might be so small compared to His bigness, but yet the Bible tells us that He's mindful of us. Mindful of us. And so in verse 11, it gives us a picture of the tenderness of our Lord. That we are like sheep being tended, taken care of like Him as our shepherd. I love that picture of that kind of relationship. For us to understand how beautiful that picture is, as far as I'm a sheep and my Lord Jesus is my shepherd. See, I have to understand what a sheep is like. What is a sheep? A sheep has a tendency to get lost. A sheep has no way to defend itself against anything that would attack or be in harm's way. Can you give me some animals that have a way to defend themselves? How about a squid? How does it defend itself? The ink, very good. How about a porcupine? You remember that movie Sing? Di ba mayroong character doon na may mga spike? That's a porcupine. How about a skunk? Oh, there we go. Alam nyo, ha? Those are just few examples. How about a giraffe? A giraffe can kick. Yes. Someone died because was like attacking the giraffe. Got a kick. Oh, eto sayo. Of course, lion is the king of the jungle, the fiercest animal in the jungle. So it has his way of attacking. Those are just simple examples. But a sheep? No way. It doesn't even know. You know, you bring it in a place where there's grass, it will just eat with its head bowed down. Not kain, hindi niya alam. It's already at the edge of a cliff. That's how needful of a guide a sheep is. So with that example, just very few examples. There's so much to learn about a sheep, but it gives us an idea how much you and I need to stay close to Jesus to guide us, because Jesus is our protector. You know, this week, and you know, it's all over the news, what's happening in Wuhan, China, is there's fear of this global epidemic that can happen because of the coronavirus. And so last week in the social media, how can we detect which one is fake or true? Oh, fake news. And so there was this one that spread, oh my goodness, it's now in the city of Carson. It's like, oh no, not Carson. And then in that fake news, it says, don't go, the person who had this coronavirus went shopping in Seafood City, went to China Bowl, went to Tofu House. Oh, I know those places when I was reading. And when we were talking about that last Friday, and Sister Lina said, oh, tell Chi, the brother Melcher, don't go to Seafood City. Huwag ka munang mamili sa Seafood City. You know, we might be laughing about it, but things like that is bringing fear in the hearts of many because it's fatal. And, a lot of people in China where the virus started, a lot of people are dying. But hear me. That's why, when I texted the group, I said, as followers of Christ, we have to claim Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Because the enemy would want, when you're afraid, hasabihin mo nalang, huwag ka nang lumabas ng bahay. There we go. What does Psalm 91 say? No plague shall come near us. Because I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my strength. Amen. Let's continue. There's so much to learn. We need God and we need one another. Can I say that again? We need God and we need one another. Don't you ever think that you can make it all on your own as a Christian. That's why Jesus said, do not forsake the coming together. There will be moments, and I have experienced that all throughout these years in my walk with God. There were times when I needed prayer. I'm not saying then, I also need prayer now. The Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep scatter. We need one another. It's humbling. No one, that's why the Bible says, take heed, what does it say? Let him who thinks he stands, take heed, lest he fall. We're not here because on our own strength, but we're here because we're not big shot Christians. We need the strength of God. Amen? And so, humbling truth, we need one another. We need one another. That's why in another portion, David said, confidently said, Psalm 71, I will go in the strength of the Lord. That's found in Psalm 71, verse 16, if you're taking down notes. Because when you and I experience the power that comes from the Lord, we begin to realize how much we need him on a daily basis. Amen? Look at another portion. Let's look now. Turn to Psalm 37, 23 to 24. Psalm 23, verse 24. 37. What does it say? Psalm 37, 23 to 24. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Do we stumble at times? We all do. But the Bible says, the Lord will uphold us. The Lord will uphold us. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's certain things that you and I are learning in our walk with God. Coming face to face in the reality of our own weaknesses. Do you know your share of weaknesses? I know mine. And the Lord is showing that to me every day. And it's not to put us down, but he wants us to know that when that area of our lives is exposed or made known, it's not never to condemn us, but rather to push us to come to the Lord more. The Apostle Paul learned that. You know, we've mentioned this in the past, that he has, like, the Bible calls it like a thorn in the flesh. And a lot of Bible scholars said that he had a physical condition. I think it was his eyes. That he pleaded to God several times, that, Lord, take this away from me. But you know what the Lord told him? He said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Let's say that again. The Lord's strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. So he came to a point wherein, when he realized that, Lord, in this weakness of mine, your strength will be shown. People will see your strength in the weakness of my life. I know that personally. It's so obvious, you know. And so, and I was just telling my mom, and this is to, you know, to give God all the glory. When you and I have Christ, you and I become overcomers. You and I are overcomers. We overcome whatever life brings our way. In my life, it has been since I was 8, the paralysis that brought a lot of health issues. I don't have to belabor you with all the details of what I went through growing up since I was 8 when I got paralyzed from neck down. So until now. But I told my mom, because I recovered from that paralysis, and because people thought it was polio, but it was not. It has something to do with, you know, the spine, my spinal cord. That there's a nerve that affected my mobility that ruptured, and so with all that. And all throughout those years, and yet I told my mom, you know, the Spirit of God made me have this kind of thinking. I thank God for the years that I was able to recover. I thank the Lord for those years that I will, you know, there was a sister that even said, oh, you know, there was a picture that was being shown by Sister Connie to some of you. Ah, si Pastor hindi siya nagkakain nung I was, that was in the 90s. Kaya yung my the 90s, oh, those were my woot-woot years. And it's like, I love those years. But yet, even when the Lord allowed this, and I'm not saying that God can heal. God heals. God heals. God heals. But when he would allow certain things that he told me, that right now you're weak, in your weakness, my strength will be seen. And so I remember the note that our CFO, when they celebrated my work year anniversary, and he wrote down something in that note. We're so happy that you're back in work, and we're so blessed, because he's a Christian. I found out that our CFO is a Christian. We're so blessed to see you in your can-do, cheerful attitude. Because I believe that you and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Some people would say, di ko nalulungkot sa nangyari sa'yo. Well, it's up to me, right? You and I have choices. Either we choose to get depressed and allow the enemy to work in this mind. Oh, kawawa ka naman. No. I would always tell you and say this, because this is what the Spirit of God impressed in my heart. Never, never focus on things that you cannot do. But focus on the things that you are, through God's power, still able to do. Praise the Lord. God is worthy to be praised. I believe that the Spirit of God is powerfully moving. He's moving. He's speaking to hearts. But it's up to us whether our spiritual antenna is up. What do I mean by that? It's up to us whether we would obey what the Spirit of God is saying. We deprive ourselves of blessings, of experiencing the fullness of God, if we choose to do things our way. Minsan yung antena natin nakaganyan na eh. Kababa na kasi when you and I are fainting, ganun yun eh. Parang dito na lang ako. And here's the thing. Let me expose what the enemy is trying to do. You try to isolate yourself when you're discouraged. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to see anyone. Okay? Kaya, minsan ganun ang thinking. I'm not going to church anymore. What good is it for me? See, the enemy would try to make us question the integrity of God's word. More so for those who are waiting on some prayer requests. God is taking too long. I've been praying and I've been waiting. Nothing is happening. Last Friday, we talked about how God himself waited. See, that's the beauty of reading the Bible. It gives us a picture. If God waited, bakit tayo nagko-complain? God waited for 125 years in the story of Noah. The Bible says he waited patiently for the ark to be built because he was waiting for people to turn their hearts back to him. That's the beauty of God's long-suffering. If God causes us to wait, Lord, I prayed yesterday, I fasted yesterday, Lord, wala pong sagot. And I'm not demeaning, I'm not demeaning the, it's like, God, I need to hear from you, I need to see that, Lord, you hear me, I want to know that you hear me. That's why we're going to look at several steps as I'm going to give you some key points because all of us can go through times when we're so pressured ho tayo sa maraming bagay, so much that it's like, I can't take it anymore, you know. And the enemy would want us to give up. Ano yun, sister? Siga? Oh, yun, sabi nga ni... At times, we say, Lord, dumating ka na, please. Ang dami kong problema, Lord, please, deliver me now from all my troubles. Diba? Alam ni Lord John, he knows. He knows. And he's saying, child, wait. I'm coming soon, but I'm still working out some things. Because we know of people na hindi pa ready. Right? Eh, mahal ni Lord sila. Ayun pala yung pinagpa-pray mo, husband mo, no? Sorry. No. I'm not, really, seriously, whatever the struggles, whether marriage, relationship between parents and children, relationship with the boss, Lord, bakit ba ako nandito pa? Bakit siya pa naging boss ko? We want quick fixes all the time. Want quick fixes all the time. As far as waiting for God's provision, he's never late. He's never, never late. Okay, let me give you several keys. If you're taking down notes, I hope you are. This will help us to experience the strength of God. Number one, we must be full of persevering faith. We must be full, F-U-L-L, of persevering faith. We always quote this in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. What does it say? Galatians chapter 6. It's good to go there, kahit na familiar tayo. Verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not faint or give up. Let's say that again. Let us not become weary in doing good. Is praying good? Yes. Is reading the word of God good?
Yes.
Yes. Is sharing the word of God, the gospel, to others good?
Yes.
Okay. It's like what our elder Will said, is giving to someone in need good?
Yes.
Galatians 6, verse 9. Okay, so number one key is what? Be full of what kind of faith? Persevering faith. Number two, look and ask for the goodness of God. This was taken from Frank Damasio's book. It's beautiful. Okay, so I'm sharing that with you all. So number two is what? Look and ask for the goodness of God. You know, as soon as Brother Roel stands here in this pulpit, alam yun ang sinasabi niya. God is good, and all the time. And all the time, God is good. It's more than positive thinking. Okay? It's more than positive thinking. there's such a need for us to really know that God is good and He is good all the time. For most of you who know what happened to Sister Cynthia, I'm really like rubbing her of the thunder of her testimony, just to give you a glimpse. She had a fall, almost 2 weeks now, no? Was it? No, more than a week. Yeah, more than a week, 2 weeks now. She works in the medical lab. Ano tawag sa kanya? Medtech, okay. Ang kanyang shift, graveyard shift. And so on my way to work, the phone rang, and then it was just around 6 o'clock in the morning on my way to work. And said, "Hello, Sister Cynthia. Pastor, please pray for me. What happened?" And to make the long story short, she fell. She had a bad fall, and ang shoulder niya ang naapektuhan. So probably she used her hand to kind of prop herself up. And so when they did, she was confined. And so they did an x-ray, and they found na dislocate, na hiwala yung bone dito. She was in so much pain, and so I reached out to the elders. So Brother Roel went first, prayed for her, and we went and visited her that night together with Sister Flora and the family. See where faith comes in. We prayed for her. We have to believe that God is good all the time. That was what the Holy Spirit impressed. We know that the Lord will turn this around for good. When you and I would look at the situation, what is the good thing about her being in that accident and now she's confined? Although she was discharged that same day. But you know what? Here's the thing. We prayed for her because we acted on the word of God. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. She went home. And then we even visited her Monday. And there was a group of us that went because the Spirit of God impressed upon her, go and visit her and comfort her and encourage her. Word of God, prayer, word of God. And so her spirit was lifted up because it was her birthday the following day. See what the power of God and the love of God can do. And so what happened was, and there was another episode, and so we would constantly call her, how are you doing? And so day by day, the healing started. In fact, when she went for her second checkup with the doctor, you know what, I'll see you within a month's time. All the while, they were thinking that she would undergo surgery, but the specific prayer, I remember Sister Flora even said, Lord, our prayer is that no surgery. That's faith. That's faith. Lord, we pray no surgery. God honors faith. And so here comes another one. So you know, see, the enemy is relentless. Remember that. The enemy is relentless. So I got another call. Pastor, pray for me. My blood pressure is so high. So high, I think 240 over something. In the medical field, you know that. Oh, so they said, bring her to the ER. When we prayed together, she called me at work. We prayed. And after hanging up, the Holy Spirit led me to go to Proverbs 4:22. And in that verse, because I claim that, I would always recite that. In Proverbs 4:22, it says, the words of the Lord are life to those who find them and healing to all of their flesh. Let me say that again. The words of the Lord are what kind? Life. Life to those who find them. So meaning to say, those who are searching. We have to search for the word of God. We have to dig like a mine. Talagang sa Tagalog, sasaliksikin. Tama ba? Nasa aking mga Tagalog dictionary. Sasaliksikin. Huh? Search. Yes, Daddy. Search for the word of God. Marami tayong distraction. Put down your FB. I'm serious. Put down your FB. Set aside time. We want always to be on the know of what's going on. Ano kaya nangyayari dun sa kakilala kong yan? No. Let's have to spend time with God. And once you and I find the word of God, it's life to us. And so that's what I shared. So I texted it to her. That was before she went to the ER. So may word na si Lord. And so her going to the doctor was a comfort, nagkaroon lang ng opportunity to confirm that God has healed her. And so when she was there, of course they were alarmed because of that kind of reading sa kanyang blood pressure. But then again, something happened. How do you feel? The nurse constantly was checking on her, so they decided to keep her first and to monitor her. And of course, you know, they gave her some medications to kind of... The healing can come many ways, supernatural and even medicine. Science? Kanino ba galing yung knowledge na binibigay sa medical doctors? It's God. And so, nagsubside, and she was so ready to go home. And so when she said, I'm going home, the church nurse said, no, keep on reading. And so, to make the long story short, everyone in the hospital was so amazed with what they saw in her. Hallelujah. Why? It's God. Amen. It's God. And here's the thing. Here's what the Lord is doing, because the word of God is true. All things, ano sabi sa Romans 8:28, all things, God works together for good. For whom? For those who love the Lord and those who are called according to His purpose. Is it for everyone? No. That promise is not for everyone. It's only for those who love God. And those who know deep down in their hearts that they have been called according to God's purpose. So you know what the Lord did? Her family members began to see the power of God. Her family members began to see what God can do. And she was even saying, you know, I called our pastor and I called so many more to pray for me. Because I remember, she said, what James, you know what James said? If you're sick, what does James say? Very good. Call the elders. She did it. And God honored her faith. See, it's about believing what the word of God says and acting on God's word. So the second thing, let's look and ask for the goodness of God. Kaya when she went home, you know what she told me? I was teary-eyed when I heard her say that. I was crying to God and telling Father God, thank you for loving me. She felt the love of God. She felt the love of God personally. Have a firm belief about the goodness of God. We're almost there. There's so much. Gusto niyo pa ba? Teka muna. We're going to number 3. Oh, I love that about Sister Janet. Psalm 27, verse 13. Look at that. So, isama niyo yan dyan sa have a firm belief about the goodness of God. Psalm 27, verse 13. Love that. Psalm 27, verse 13. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. 27, verse 13. Again. Search. Saliksikin. Did you find it? 27, Psalm 27, verse 13. I am still confident of this. And nakita niyo yung word confident. Pag may confidence kayo, what does that mean? That's faith. Yes, Sister Janet, that's faith. So David experienced God himself personally. So that's why he said, I'm still confident of this. I will see. Here we go. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Where? Here. That's in the land of the living, where you and I are at right now. I'm confident. Can we say that? I am confident of this. Let's say it together. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, mahirap na magkasabay. Sige, in your own way. Claim it. Lord, I thank you that I will see your goodness here in my life, here on earth. Number 3, let's keep ourselves unspotted? Let's keep ourselves not to be contaminated with the world. Okay. We're going to look at a beautiful story that would point us to why there's such a need for us. Not, we are in this world, the Bible says, we are living in this world, but not of this world. Meaning to say, we might be here in this world, but we should not allow the principles of how the world works with how we should live. Do you follow? Found in Romans 12. How do we know the will of God? Renew our minds. How do we renew our minds? The Word of God. And let us not be conformed, or we should not pattern our ways of thinking with the ways of the world. The ways of the world is, how do you prosper? Gamble. Go to casino. Whoopee, may casino na pala dito. So, let's go there. No. That's not God's way of prospering us. The way to be prospered is what? We give our tithes. To give. Give our tithes an offering to God. Amen. Another way of the world thinking is, ano yun? Yung mauna yung sarili. Do it for the me first attitude. Me first attitude. Pero hindi. Like yung shinier ni Brother Ruel. Maganda yung shinier ni Brother Ruel. One who refreshes others, he himself will be refreshed. If you do something for others, o halimbawa, the Lord is speaking to you, visit that person. Pagod ako May pasok ako trabaho, mapagod ako. No. If God tells you and urges you to go, go. And then you would see na, wow, you spend that time to minister to someone and God would refresh you. Glory to God. Look at Genesis 25 to 25, Genesis 25. We're going to look at an important story. Genesis 25. Thank you, Lord. 25. Genesis 25, we're going to start with verse 29. Probably some of you who read your reading Bible, alam niyo to. Dapat, no? Okay. Are you there? Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau, magkapatid po sila Anak sila ni Isaac. Okay. So, Jacob, the brother, was at home cooking mechado, stew. Hindi natin alam yung stew. Ano ba yung stew? Pag beef stew, mechado. Esau, now the elder brother, came in from the open country. Sa NIV, famished, pero sa New King James Version, weary. Pagod. Okay? Talk about pressure. Okay? Here we go. We're still in the topic of pressure. Okay, very important. So, everybody, please. So, Esau came in from naghunting kasi siya. So, he came hungry and tired. Sabi niya, so he said to Jacob, quick, let me have some of that mechado. I'm famished. And look at 31. Ito na yung manipulator niyang kapatid. People will manipulate us to do certain things. But look at this. Jacob replied, first sell me your birthright. Ano ba yung birthright? A birthright is a special honor given to the firstborn. And that honor, it includes a double portion of the family inheritance and yung leadership. Okay, I'm explaining something para maintindihan natin what he gave up. Panganay. So the oldest son could sell his birthright or give it away if he chooses. Pero he's depriving himself of a future benefits. May lasting benefits. Okay. Now, so, sabi sa kanya ng brother niya, younger brother, sige, I'll give you the mechado, pero give me your birthright. Look at what's his reply. Verse 32, tingnan niyo po. Look, I'm about to die. Exaggerated. Diba? Sabi, look, I'm about to die. What good is the birthright to me? Wow. But Jacob said, swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then binigay sa kanya. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So look at what the Bible says. So Esau, what did he do? He despised his birthright. Pinawalang bahala. Despised. So what do we learn? Esau exchanged yung lasting benefits of his birthright for the immediate satisfaction of food. For a bowl of stew. Tita niyo ito, no? Kasi anong lesson dito? We should not act on impulse. Never act on impulse. Kasi tayo at times when we see something, we want to get it. Padalos-dalos. Pero what happened to him was he lost sight of something more important than a bowl of stew. And we can avoid making the same mistake by learning how to wait. Kasi tayo, ano tayo? I want it now. I want it now. Impulsive, impatient. We are all impatient creatures. People, no? And so, yung pag-exaggerate niya ng kanyang hunger, na sinabi niyang, I'm about to die, shows us yung the kind of character that he has. No? Yung thought na yon made his choice much easier. Parang sinabi, kasi gusto niya munang masatisfy yung nararamdaman niya eh. Right? Not even thinking about what am I giving up? See, let me read yung dito sa aking Bible. The pressure, here we go. Talk about pressure. The pressure of the moment distorts our right thinking. Ano yung distort? Na nagiging foggy ba? Hindi nagiging clear what we should do. Every day, you and I experience similar pressures. For someone, let me give you an example na sinay dito. If you're a young adult or young person, may sexual pressure, peer pressure. Oh, everybody else is doing it. So, you know, you give in to that sexual pressure, considering a marriage vow is unimportant. We might feel pressure in one area that nothing else seems to matter, and we lose our perspective. And that's why we need the Lord. Let me give you an example, and I've shared this several times, just para pakita po sa inyo. Every day, you and I would experience pressure, and I felt that as a young Christian when I lost my job. For someone who has the responsibility, so family, you know, how to manage the family household, it's a big pressure on anyone. So I could relate with someone who loses their job, lalo for a father, for a husband. And so, ang pressure doon was to get a job so I could pay my bills. And so, someone being kind-hearted and all, Monet gave me the number, and I called that number, which was a car dealership, and they offered a job. And so, you're proper fit to the position. But at that time, yung in-offering a job would be, ang time po is 3 to 11. 3 in the afternoon hanggang 11 at night. And I was already starting to teach Bible studies then, the LSL group. So, because I was pressured, I said yes to the job offer. I said yes. But because I'm already born again, I can now hear from God. And all I could tell you was, I wasn't at peace with that decision. And so I spent time with the Lord, and I had to ask God's forgiveness because, Lord, sorry, I didn't even bother to ask you whether this is the job for me. And so I sought him in prayer, and it didn't take long. You know, when it comes to seeking God at the time that you need him so badly, hindi na ho siya yung magpapaligoy-ligoy pa. That's the beauty about God. And so I first repented. I'm sorry, God, I didn't even ask you. Remember, I was already teaching the Bible study. And so when I sought the Lord and I asked him, because I heard a teaching that says, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the word of God, Lord, show me. in your word. And he gave me 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. And it says, stand firm. Let nothing move you. And always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Ah, that bullseye. Clear. Crystal clear. So it's God's way of saying, that's not for you. Pagpatuloy mo yung pagtuturo mo ng Bible study, anak. And you know what? Lord, paano to? Nag-oo na ako. What will I do? Scratching my head. So don't just call, but go in person. I did. I went there. Nakipag-negotiate pa ako. I had to explain to them that I was doing this jobs, works sa church. And then I was hoping if there might be another position, ang time probably 7 to 3. And then there was none. And so, I'm sorry, that's the only opening. And so I went home na walang trabaho, right? But can I tell you the truth and nothing but the truth? On my way home to the 6, I was on the 605 freeway. I want to pull on the side and to jump for joy. I felt a joy unspeakable. Because the Bible says when we obey God, there's joy. And so I went home, and the person that referred me to this place, you know the comment made to me? You know, ano sa Tagalog yung ano? Ano meron siyang sinabing negative na parang tanga ka. Ganon, parang ganon. Tinanggap ko na yung tanga ako. Dinbali ng tanga sa mata niya. You're so stupid. So many people are looking for a job, and here you are, meron ka ng job offer, tinanggihan mo pa. I kept quiet because she's not a Christian. Hindi niya maintindihan. Pasensya ka na, pero I'm just so thankful that you did that. Kasi, so, with a simple explanation, it's interfering with, you know, something that I'm doing for the Lord. No further explanation. But let me tell you, I gave up a job, pero ang kapalit nun gave me an opportunity to go on missionary trips. On mission, on those trips that I went with the late Brother Ben Baluya, the late missionary Brother Ben, I learned so much about God. That, you know what, kahit bigyan niyo ako ng 2,000, hindi ko pagpapalit yung experience na yun. I will never exchange what God revealed to me in those trips that I went and God revealed himself to me. You might be pressured to do, meron pa hong continuation, but we will continue this next time. There's so much to learn about the strength of God. When you're pressured right now, for everyone here, I believe this is a message for us all because we are all going through different types of pressure. But know this, the promise of the Lord is he will renew our strength. He will give us the strength to do what is right. Strength is not just based on physical ability, but when a heart, hindi ba sabi sa Tagalog, malakas ang loob, no? Yung Tagalog na malakas ang loob. You've got that that spiritual vitality and energy to do what is right. When I was given the opportunity by God to go back to work, one of the things sa mind ko, mental pressure was, oh, others would see you with that thing, with a walker. So it's like, you know, bakit ko hahayaang, what others would say about me affect the blessings that God has for me. Can I say that again? Because most of the time, we give more weight to what others would say. But if you and I are that type of person, we can lose sight of what God has for you. Oh, makakaya mo ba yan? Hindi mo naman. Others would say, oh, but you know what? When God says you and I can do it, then we can. And as we end with the verses that we read in 29 to 31 of 40, we're going to end here. Our God never grows tired or weary. He's never too busy for any one of us. In fact, he wants us to spend time with him. 29, the Lord gives strength to the weary. How many of us are weary and our hearts are fainting? Let's go to the Lord today, because he would increase the power of the weak. But those who hope in the Lord, but those who wait on the Lord, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. And you and I will soar on wings like eagles, the ability to soar up high. See, how many of you know yung phrase na bird's eye view? Have you heard that phrase, bird's eye view? A bird's eye view, a bird could see every angle. Kesa dun sa nasa baba, right? So God would give you the strength, you'll be up high, and you begin to see things in God's perspective. Because you and I are just limited with what we see here, but God sees every angle of the situation. You and I will run and not grow weary, and we will walk and not be faint. I've asked Brother June to show this video. We're singing this, but this time because I would want even the praise and worship team, because at times when you are here, you're more focused on, you know, what key, what that. I would want you to stay where you are at. We're going to show this video and let us meditate on what the message of the song is as taken from Isaiah 40. Let's. Meditate on the Lord. You can choose to close your eyes, or if you want to watch the video. Let's be in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, we humble ourselves before you today. We thank you for reminding us of your power and your great might. To remind us all that, Lord, that we need you. That, Lord, you're never here to put us down, to remind us of our weaknesses, but Lord, it's your way of pushing us to seek you more and to experience the supernatural strength that comes from you. Lord, you know where we're all at. All are the young ones and the older folks. You know the type of pressures that we meet every day. We thank you for reminding us that strength is made available for us who believe. When we learn to seek you, God, and never to rely on our own strength, God. Some of us, we've hit so many bumpy roads, God, lately. We've reached dead ends in our Lord journey in life. Some of us are weary, tired, fatigued, worn out, hearts fainting. But today we thank you that, Lord, you promise that you give strength to the weary and you increase power to the weak. You're teaching us all to truly trust you, not half-heartedly, but totally. Lord, at times it's hard because we tend to do things our way. We're all impatient people, God, and you know that. And maybe the lesson that you would want us to learn from the life of Esau, may we never give in to pressures around us, pressures of this world, God, that would take us away from you. May we never give in to the pressures, God, for, Lord, temporary fixes in life. But God, we ask for the power of your Holy Spirit to any temptation that would come our way. Even when the need, whether it be a financial need or an emotional need, we ask God for strength to do what is right. Lord, you are the everlasting God. The blessings that come from you have eternal blessings and benefits. May we never exchange, Lord God, what the world offers with the reward, the recompense that comes from you. God, you know our struggles, all of us, personally, individually, Lord God, and even as a church. But we're just so grateful, God, that you have promised that you will be with us. That your presence in our lives is what we should value, God. Lord, you know the distractions around us. We ask for understanding. We need wisdom. You are our shepherd. Lord, this is a special prayer for parents. The pressure of raising up their children. Thank you, Lord, that you understand and that you would want to reveal yourself to all parents here, grandparents, God, even with parents whose children are now grown up, but they are still in the dark and still need to know their way to Christ, your Son, who is the light of our lives. Thank you, God, that you're teaching us to be full of persevering faith. You're teaching us always to believe that you are good, God. Even when things don't make sense, and God, there's so many things in life that we don't understand, but may we never give up in putting our trust in you, never give up in what you have called us to do. For we know that, God, whatever we do for you, it will be richly rewarded, God. But we're not just here for the rewards, God. We're here to know that, Lord, our life pleases you. And that is our prayer for everyone, God, for all of us, in Jesus' name. And we thank you that, Lord, your promise, we know that your word is will never return to you void or empty. As we learn to put our trust in you, we thank you for the renewing of the strength of your people today. Thank you for comforting us all. To know, God, that, Lord, your strength is what we need every day. Thank you that, Lord, you're stretching forth your mighty hand upon your people today for the comfort, the uplifting, the encouragement, God, and above all, the grace. Never, never, Lord God, to give in to any pressure that will take us away from you. And we receive by faith the strength that comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise and worship team. Glory to God.